I am on a layover from Chetwynd.
And where are you headed?
Revelstoke.
And can I ask, how often do you take the bus?
Not that often. It's just going to snow, so I don't want to drive. I'm scared of getting an accident in my truck, so that's why I don't travel in the winter or drive in the winter.
I don't know if you overheard. Are you in the same layover?
Yes, I am.
And how often do you take the bus?
About once a month from Chetwynd all the way to Vancouver Island.
And why do you have to do that?
Well, I work up at north of Chetwynd, north of Hudson Hope, actually.
Why not drive or fly like a lot of people might?
Well, the air service up there is pretty expensive. It's Air Canada, so it's too expensive. I might as well sign the back of my check if I hand it to them if I fly. It's already costing about $300 round trip to Vancouver Island. Or one way, sorry. Just one way. So it's, I think I'm paying enough now.
Can I ask how often you use Greyhound?
About once a month. To work in the north of now Fort Nelson.
And why do you use the bus as opposed to flying in, maybe getting your own vehicle?
Well, as that gentleman said, the flights are expensive, and I don't want to put the wear on my vehicle.
I'm from Fort St. James, and this is my first time catching a bus in a while. I used to use it all the time. I got my brothers, and my mom used to live down here, but I usually just come and see my brothers now.
And how important would you say using the bus is for you, like having access to the Greyhound?
It's pretty important, I guess. Need the transportation when you need it. Because I had to see the eye doctor today, and I'm pretty sure I have to see it sooner again.
And you can't do that in Fort St. James?
No, they don't have it. A lot of people need to see the doctor, and they don't have a doctor down there anymore. They got to go to Vanderhoof, like for emergencies and whatnot. And especially the elders down there, they have a hard time getting to the Vanderhoof. And bus is like main transportation for them.
What do you think would happen if there was only, say, one bus a week?
That would cause a lot of disappointment in the community.
The voices of people waiting to catch a bus at Prince George's Greyhound Bus Depot. Daybreak's Andrew Curietta was there. He's now live in our studio to tell us more. Good morning, Andrew.
Good morning.
What is Greyhound exactly asking for in terms of cuts?
Well, very simply, it wants to change its routes. Now, of course, in some cases that might mean adding more routes, but for our purposes, we're focused on the cuts that might be affecting our listening area. Right now, Greyhound, for example, takes 3 return trips a day from Prince George to Vancouver, and they want to reduce that to only 2 a day, one via the Coquihalla Highway and one through the canyon. From Dawson Creek to Prince George, there's currently 2 return trips a day most of the time. They want to reduce that to just 1. Prince Rupert to Prince George, they want to move down to just 1 return trip a day. And a big one is reducing the Fort St. James to Prince George run from 1 return trip a day to just 1 return trip a week. And the bus would leave Fort St. James on Friday. The return service would be on a Sunday. That would mean people during the week could only travel as far as Vanderhoof from Fort St. James using that bus.
So the cuts you're describing, 30% cuts, 50% cuts, even 70% cuts or more for the Fort St. James run. Why is Greyhound asking for permission to do this?
Well, simply put, Greyhound is a privately owned company and they need to worry about money. Grant Odson is the regional manager of passenger operations for Greyhound. This is what he told us.
It's not something that we want to do. It's something we've identified that we have to do. The revenue analysis on the province for the last year has shown us that in the province of BC from the fiscal period March of 2011 to March of 2012, Greyhound lost over $14 million in the province of British Columbia. And the simple fact is we're just not able to sustain those kind of losses in the province.
And Greyhound says the major factors are rising fuel prices, less riders, and they've also brought up the issue of the shuttle services provided by Northern Health and Interior Health. This is to transport patients between cities for medical needs. Now, for its part, Northern Health says that over 99% of the people who use their shuttle service are doing it for medical appointments and that they provide the shuttle service to make it affordable for their patients to get their medical care.
Now, you went down to the Greyhound bus station. We heard from some of the people there. We heard about people trying to get to jobs in Chetwynd, further north. We know a lot of people are trying to get to Fort St. James for jobs at the big Mount Milligan project. What else are you hearing from people?
Well, obviously, people who ride the bus are talking about it. Some working at camps, I should say, didn't seem too concerned and said they would just fly. But people who are maybe making a little a little less money, depend on it a little bit more. And it's also attracted the attention of some local political leaders. Prince George Mayor Sherry Green actually wrote a letter to the Passenger Transportation Board. This is the body that decides whether Greyhound will get what it's asking for or not. And Mayor Sherry Green is asking the board to deny Greyhound's request.
It very much flies in the face of the Highway of Tears symposium recommendation that came forward talking about having a shuttle bus transportation system along the Highway 16 corridor. That's something that I think is something that's important we need to explore. We are jeopardizing possibly future lives.
Well, that's Prince George Mayor Sherry Green talking about putting lives at risk. Of course, Highway 16, the Highway of Tears, as some people call it. What are some of the proposed changes along this Highway 16 corridor, Prince George to Prince Rupert? I know I had to get home for a family emergency last month, and it was extremely difficult to do it.
Yeah, so that, I mean, if you found it difficult, you might find it more difficult because the Prince Rupert to Prince George, right now, there's two trips. There's one that goes 5 days a week, and there's another one that goes 6 days a week. These are return trips. And the request before the Transportation Board is to reduce that to just one return trip. That would be 7 days a week. So basically, you have one chance a day to catch that bus, and that's it. If you miss it, then you have to wait till the next day. We asked Grant Odson about who is responsible to provide service in the wake of these worries about safety. And here's what Greyhound's regional manager of passenger operations had to say.
We would argue that it isn't our responsibility to do so. We're a private company. We don't receive any kind of public funding of any sort from anybody. The routes that we operate, the places we go to, we do so on the basis of a profit motive. And so to be servicing a lot of places that don't generate any profit is not really in our best interest. And there's many places in the province where we don't go and they don't have service. An example is Kitimat. We don't service Kitimat. If you want to catch a Greyhound bus, you have to go to Terrace. We don't service Tumbler Ridge. If you want to catch a Greyhound bus, take an intercity bus from Tumbler Ridge, you have to go to either Chetwynd or Dawson Creek. And I'm sure there's many other instances in the province where that's the case.
So Greyhound is saying it's not their responsibility to provide bus service to all communities, but we've heard concerns about getting to jobs. We've heard concerns about safety. Is anyone ultimately responsible for making sure you can get from point A to B safely and quickly?
Well, that is a good question, and it's one that Smithers Mayor Taylor Bacharach has been raising a lot recently. He's been calling for even more bus service in the Northwest. Here's his take.
Well, the way that transit is funded currently in British Columbia is a partnership, especially in the North, is a partnership between municipal government and BC Transit, and I think that's a partnership that works. It's one of the things that we could look at in terms of improving service in the North. But right now we're faced with a near-term issue, which is these proposed service reductions by Greyhound. And what I hear from people in my community is that would really hurt our northern communities because the Greyhound service is something that people depend upon.
That's Smithers Mayor Taylor Bacharach. What is the province saying about all this?
Well, we reached out to the Ministry of Transportation and Infrastructure, and Minister Mary Pollock provided us with this statement. She says, I recognize the importance of intercity bus service for communities, and I am aware of the challenging fiscal situation Greyhound is facing due to changing ridership habits. Government is committed to ensuring that appropriate levels of service are maintained for BC communities, and I will be monitoring this situation as the Passenger Transportation Board works through Greyhound's application.
All right. Well, some major cuts proposed, in some cases up to 80%, in others cutting service by 50%. What happens now, Andrew?
Well, as we've said, right now, this is before the Passenger Transportation Board. This is an independent tribunal. It's set up by the province, and it controls licensing for things like city-to-city bus service. They are currently collecting comments on the application, and they will be doing that until October 24th. Greyhound will then have an opportunity to respond to the comments in writing, and the board will convene to make its decision at a later date.
Well, we'll keep following that decision, and in the meantime, we would like to know what people have to say. Who should be providing public bus service through Northern BC? Who should pay for it? You can call us on our listener line, 1-866-340-1932. Email us, daybreaknorth@cbc.ca. And of course, Andrew, if people want more details on Greyhound's request or they want to make comments, where do they go?
Well, the Passenger Transportation Board has that website, and I am going to leave this room and post that on our website, cbc.ca/daybreaknorth. You can get all the links there.
Thanks so much, Andrew. Andrew Curietta, of course, our associate producer here on Daybreak.